Lord, let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Hide your word in our heart, Lord, that we may not sin against you. All right. Got a little lot read, little sticky notes in my Bible here, and the Lord told me to change the directions of all places when I was at the restroom. So he can speak to you there too, right? Tuesday nights, do a men's Bible study. Been doing it since around 2001. We're going into our ninth year, and COVID has affected us. Now we do, we meet, and people that want to come, then we Zoom, the rest of the people can Zoom, you know. We lost the place where we're meeting, we started meeting here at the church, and now we're at another place, and I don't know, it may fizzle out, but I'm like this, I refuse to let COVID make us stop, you know. I don't care if I'm the only one there, and one other person, or I have to go get the homeless to come in there, you know, we're not going to stop. But we've been studying through Song of Solomon. We're at the end of chapter 5, and the daughters of Jerusalem is asking the Christian, we say the bride of the Christian, what is your beloved like? Describe him to me, you know. And she starts describing from the head, the hair, the eyes, the mouth, the arms, the hands, the legs, everything. All of it's about who he is. Now, all descriptive, it's not like literal, but it's all a spiritual thing about who he is. Really got me thinking too, because someone would come to ask me and they would say, explain your beloved to me, describe him, right? What would I say? How many things could I put down that he is to me? Not just that he saved me from my sins, but who is he as my beloved, my friend, right? And so as she's describing this, one thing she says to him about him, this is down in 14, his abdomen here is carved ivory inlaid with sapphires. So at the very core, CrossFit and InShape's really big things right now, right? And both of them, they talk about your core. Everything's about your core, where you do everything from your core, right? And at the core of who Jesus is, ivory represents purity, holiness. At the core of who Jesus is holiness. He is holy, right? Holy in everything he does. Holy in all of his actions. Godly, right? But it says, some good news for us, 1 Corinthians 1, Paul 1:30. Paul is telling to them, by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus. By the Father's doing, you are now in Christ. Now, we hear that every single day here at the cathedral, right? About the life, about being in Christ. And this is what he became. Who became to us wisdom. Jesus is our wisdom of God. We have all the wisdom of God, right? Righteousness. Righteousness is a gift that he gives us. And then he says, and sanctification. Sanctification is growing in holiness. Jesus is my holiness, and I grow in holiness, right? In my union with him, I grow in that. So there's always growing in that, you know, being what I already am, and I'll read you that in a little bit, okay? So it's not me trying to go out there and be holy on my own, because I'll just become self-righteous, you know, and I will be the standard against everybody else, right? You're doomed to failure if you do that. But if I understand that I'm in union with someone very holy, my heart is to walk like that. Because holiness, remember Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart. Purity. What is it? What is their gift? They see God, right? I really like this one in Hebrews. Where is that? Yeah. Hebrews 12:14. Pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord, right? Pursue sanctification. Pursue holiness without which, if you don't have that, then you're not going to see him, because that's who he is, right? He's righteous. He's holy. So I'm supposed to be in this pursuit in my life of growing in and walking in holiness. My actions, my thought life, right? Everything I do. The gift is, you get to see him. There's just something about, how does that work? I don't have a clue. But it works, because he said it works, right? So I don't want to live unholy. Yep, that is a danger. In 1 Peter chapter 1, I think we're in a time like that. Before we started teaching through the Song of Solomon, I was really led to teach out of 1 Peter. It was back when COVID first started, and just asking for confirmation one day, and I turned on YouTube to Bethel or something like that, and who was singing, and Stephanie Gretzinger was singing, pouring her heart out, reading 1 Peter chapter 1, you know, because these people were going through a lot of trials, right? But he tells them this, therefore, prepare your minds for action. Get your minds prepared, right? Keep sober in spirit. Do not be intoxicated by the world. That's what that really means, okay? Keep sober in spirit. Don't be intoxicated by the things of the world. Don't get sucked into the things of the world. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of the Lord Christ. We know that grace is has a face. His grace is Jesus. All that he has and all that he is, everything that makes him up, his everything is grace. His ability in me, his activity. Holiness is a work of grace, okay? And this isn't talking about the second coming of Christ. It talks about girding your mind for actions. Don't be intoxicated by the world. Fix your hope completely on Jesus and what's to be brought to you. The revelation, the unveiling of who he is, right? What a great word for us. It's so easy to get sucked into stuff right now, right? But we're to fix our hope completely on the revelation of Jesus. And it says, as obedient children, do not be conformed to former lusts, which were yours in your ignorance. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves in all your behavior. Literally written, but as the one having called you holy in all your conduct, be holy. The one calling you holy. You're holy because you're in Christ. You're saint. You're a holy one. That is who you are. Be who you are. You've heard me say this before, and I've said it a million times to the kids last year in chapel. You know, the word hypocrite, we think a hypocrite is just doing something that you shouldn't be doing. You're a hypocrite, right? This guy's a hypocrite because he's doing what he knows he shouldn't be doing. But actually, the word hypocrite in the Greek means you're not being who you really are. So if I'm a hypocrite, I'm just not being who I am. I'm holy. And that's what he said. Like the Holy One who called you in all your behavior. All is all, right? Be holy. Set apart. That's what that word means. You're set apart for him. Because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Using an Old Testament passage here. Now it makes sense. You're to be holy because that's who I am, and I live in you. And you tabernacle my presence. And it's my holiness in and through you. All I have to say is yes and amen to it, right? Thanking him for it. Amen.